Hello. So I'll be talking about proximity coal mining activity and cancer in Illinois. I don't have any disclosures. I did briefly mention the funding because it was a small grant that kind of produced a collaboration between the two universities in Springfield, Illinois. And so it was a very, from a student perspective, it was a very great opportunity to share and learn expertise. So my overall objective was to determine the association between coal mining activity and cancer incidence and mortality. We did this by looking at both a distance-weighted exposure measure and then a coal production measure. We looked at this for the four major types of cancer, all cancer mortality, prostate cancer, breast cancer, lung cancer, and colorectal cancer. However, I kind of focused on lung cancer in Illinois because the rate is a lot higher than the nation as a whole. Illinois is about 69 per 100,000 versus United States is about 63 per 100,000. And same with mortality rate, it's a little bit higher. In general, for all cancer mortality, Illinois has a higher burden than the United States. So there's just some causes of lung cancer: active smoking, radon, occupational exposure, and outdoor air pollution are shown by the American Lung Association. Obviously, with smoking being the highest contributor, but then as you can see, occupational exposures are also up there. So what about mining in Illinois? Two-thirds of the Illinois is actually underlain with coal-bearing strata. Illinois has the third largest coal reserve in the country, and it's the fourth largest coal producing state. And in this production, even though it's not quite as big as it used to be, it's actually increased by about 50% or so between the years of 2001 and 2003. So it's kind of experiencing this resurgence, which is probably why it should be something that we should be paying a little bit of attention to. And so coal production, it affects cancer through a lot of different ways, both environmentally and occupationally. The particulates in air, other exposures due to the actual production, carcinogens leaching into the water. So a little bit about our data, the county level data, we use county level cancer incidence and mortality rates between 1987 and 2001 for all cancers, lung, colorectal, prostate, and breast. Our coal production, we also looked at between the same years, 1987 to 2011. We actually had information back to 1983, but we decided to keep it consistent with the cancer rates. And the distance-weighted exposure, which I'll explain to you how we created that and what it really means. And then we looked at various covariates, smoking, socioeconomic deprivation, race, rurality. Now, the socioeconomic deprivation, it was created using another person's scale. It ranged from 0 to 8, and it included four socioeconomic factors: median income, percent living in poverty, percent uninsured, and percent over 25 with a high school degree. Our coal production measure, it's this annual coal production data we obtained from the EIA. And again, like I said, we looked at it from 1987 to 2011 to be able to keep it consistent with our cancer rates. We aggregated it at the county level. We summed it over all the years. And then we discovered that only 27 of the counties actually had recent mining. So because there are only 27 of the counties that had some kind of recent mining and production recorded, we decided to create a categorical variable because the stratification just ended up getting so small that the sample size was pretty, maybe 10, 12, per group. So these three groups that we looked at were no mining at all, so there was no history at all of mining. Then we looked at whether it was previously mined, which would have been if it had any kind of record of any kind of mining before 1987. And then we looked at recent mining, which we classified as from 1987 on to 2011, if there was current activity. The distance weighted exposure measure, we used ArcGIS to create a polygon for each of the about 1,000 mines that were in Illinois. We calculated this distance between the center of each of the census tract and the center of the nearest mine. And we did this because since we were using county level data, we wanted to have some way to have an estimate of how close the population was to a mine, and that you can lose a lot of that information when you're looking at just the county level. And this formula we actually modified from a paper by Hendricks that looked at cancer and mining in Appalachia. So you can just kind of see this was the count. These graphs show the number of mines in the county, and both on the left is the cancer incidence and on the right is the cancer mortality. So our statistical analysis, we had some basic descriptives. I'll go talk about the spatial statistics, the correlations, and then finally our stepwise linear regressions. So these are just our basic descriptives. You can see that we looked at the difference in our covariates based on the coal production group. So we didn't really have any significant differences there. Our spatial statistics, we looked at univariate Moran's eye to see if these with cancer and coal production were spatially clustered. And county level all cancer incidence, mortality were both spatially clustered, as well as the cumulative coal production. Our correlations, we looked at whether or not the distance exposure measure was associated with production, cancer incidence, and mortality. And for the distance exposure measure, it was significantly correlated with all three. But the production exposure measure was not correlated with cancer incidence or mortality. So these are the results of our stepwise linear regressions. And we included, for the stepwise regressions, we force entried both the production and the distance weighted exposure because those were our two main objectives to see if they were related to cancer incidence and mortality. However, for the covariates that I mentioned earlier, the SED score, the smoking, percent African American, and percent rurality, they were all entered in a stepwise manner, and they were for each cancer separately. So these are, as you can see, colorectal cancer was significantly related to production exposure. So the higher colorectal cancer rates were associated with the recently mined areas. For lung cancer incidence, it was significantly associated with the distance exposure. So the closer to the mine that you were, the greater the lung cancer incidence was. For mortality, all cancer mortality was related to the distance exposure. So again, the closer you were to the mine, the higher your all cancer mortality would be. And that was the same for lung cancer. Prostate cancer showed a protective effect for the coal production group. And there were actually a couple other studies that showed this same effect. And they kind of attributed it to maybe a healthy worker effect of some kind. But it would definitely be something that probably should be further explored to see why we see that relationship, because that was a little bit unexpected. So in conclusion, the cancer incident mortality were both positively correlated with the distance weighted exposure measure. For cancer incidence, production exposure was associated with colorectal cancer, and the distance exposure was associated with lung cancer. For mortality, production was negatively associated with prostate cancer, and the distance exposure was associated with all cancer and lung cancer. So a little bit of the limitations. Again, we had to turn that coal production into a categorical variable, which was not necessarily ideal because we were losing some information on the level of production. We had the county level analysis in general, and we tried to adjust for that using that distance weighted measure to be able to get some idea of how close the populations were to the actual mines. We weren't able, just because of, again, with the stratification of only having about 27 mines being currently mined in Illinois or counties with mining activity, we weren't able to distinguish between mining features and their types. And then again, the temporal relationship between exposure, covariates, and cancer incidence and mortality, we weren't really able to take into effect. And then again, this is ecological design. And then just future research is, we saw a lot of association between coal mining and cancer, especially lung cancer, but still further studies need to, be performed in order to kind of really look at this association. And then, thank you.
Thank you so much.
A question that arises is when one makes a category, production counties and non-production counties, populations might be very close to a production county even though they are not. That the borders might be there a little bit more liquid. And you looked at it only at the county level. So the subjects, you didn't look so much at the distribution of where the cases were of the subjects. Maybe if there's a possibility in a future model, one could implement that, if there is a possibility to do so, or look at population centers and model it in such a way so that the distance might be there. Any questions? Maybe I have time for two. Yes?
Not for the cancer incidence and mortality. Now, mortality was available through SEER, but the cancer incidence in Illinois is not available at anything. We had zip code level, but by the time you get the zip code level for the publicly available data, Illinois' cancer registry, they collapsed the age groups so small, I think into four age groups, that your estimates of the incidence rates are no longer really meaningful. So they just are very protective of their incidence data, and we don't have any access to anything, I guess, more refined than the county level. Yes, and actually I think future studies, we tried to apply for a grant to be able to get the individual cases so that we know exactly where those lung cancer cases are, to be able to do a more refined analysis and their distance to the coal mine.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you. I guess this is a two or three part question. If you look at or consider in the future the type of coal, like thermal versus power generation, and the radionuclide constituents in that coal, since the coal mass is not homogeneous, and then further, it would be interesting to see as an overlay of the thermal prep sites. Power generation and the power generation location within those counties or adjacent.
I don't think we've considered looking at that, and that would be a little bit more about, I do not know enough about coal mining to really be able to look at those details, but it may be something interesting to see if there's that information out there.
Thank you so much.